sorry, six. Got ahead of myself. Six.
Item six, from the Director, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Section, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report responding to audit's recommendations regarding residency of contractor employees working on county construction contracts. This item has also gone to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, and on October 23rd, that committee considered this item and moved to refer it to Corporation Counsel for a legal opinion on a vote of 7-0.
All right. Morning, Mr. Hare and Mr. High. Who wants to start off?
And Chair, Supervisors, the report that you have there is the response of DAS Facilities Management to a department and audit recommendation regarding the residency of contract employees working on county construction contracts. An audit was performed, and results were submitted in a report in July from Audit Services Division. They made several recommendations, five to be exact, and this report details the response from DAS Facilities Management. I can go through each of those, or I can take any questions that you might have. Overall, DAS Facilities Management is in agreement with these recommendations. We've implemented several of them already, and we'll be working with the Audit Department and Corporation Counsel to pursue the full implementation.
Mr. Hare?
Sure. The five recommendations, the first four are really directed more toward management of this policy. And as you see in Mr. High's report, they agreed with some things they could do to make the program run better. The fifth recommendation has to do with some penalties when there's a failure to achieve residency goals in the contracts. But really, the overall concern in the response has to do with questions raised about the legality of just the underlying premise that we can have this kind of a requirement. So we do need to have a conversation about policy on penalties and incentives, but first and foremost, we need to work with Corp Counsel and make sure that we've designed this program in a way that stands legal muster. So the action of the TPW committee, I think, would be appropriate for your consideration today as well.
And Supervisor Mayles left the room, but his question in transportation was, what can we do? What can the county do in light of the state statutory provision? So I sit on transportation. I know the committee did refer this to Corporation Counsel to really answer that question, what the county is able to do with regard to these policy directives. I see Corporation Counsel is present this morning. Did you want to make any comments? Please identify yourself for the record.
Paul Bargan, Corporation Counsel. Madam Chair and Supervisors, we are looking at this. We're trying to think what we can do given the wording of the law, and we'll go from there. We're actually meeting tomorrow to get started on this project, and we hope to have a report for you soon.
All right. So that is the status of this item. Committee for questions. Supervisor Johnson.
Madam Chair, I move to concur with the recommendation, the action of the Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee,
right,
to refer this item to Corporation Counsel.
Apparently, the clerk's office, had a provision. Do you want to state what that was?
We were advised that per our ordinances that we can also move to refer this to Corporation Counsel, but not to concur.
So oh, okay. Well, then I move to refer the item to Corporation Counsel.
And I don't
as
know
opposed
what
to a concurrence.
But the fine point of that is we can talk to the clerk about that. But Supervisor Johnson is willing to just make the motion to refer to Corp Counsel. So that would be consistent with the action of transportation. If there are no further comments, please call the roll on that motion.
On the motion to refer this item to Corporation Counsel, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Excused.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are six ayes, zero noes. The motion to refer this item to Corporation Counsel is approved.
Thank you, everyone. Madam Clerk, please call item seven.